The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look back at a great weekend in sport with Off the Ball's Cathal Mullany. Cathal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We must talk about what happened yesterday at the K Club. It was so exciting, so dramatic.
Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't it? Rory McIlroy, the Irish Open champion again, second time in his career that he's managed to do it. And both of his victories have come at the K Club, 2016 and again in 2025. You mentioned the drama, went to a playoff against Joachim Lagergren of Sweden. And
Lagergren, he did ultimately make a mistake, but he had done nothing wrong. It was Rory's brilliance that allowed him to get to the point where
I agree with you. And I think even though McIlroy won it in the playoff, the key moment yesterday was when McIlroy holed that eagle putt on the 18th in regulation. That was remarkable because there was such a sense, Pat, of expectation surrounding McIlroy. And some players might feel the pressure. And I think he did earlier on in his career with the home crowd. But yesterday, he certainly drew from that energy. And then to hold that putt from, I think it was 28 feet on the 18th green, the explosion then of noise that greeted that. And then to go and win the playoff against Lagergren, as you say, was very solid in the playoff, hit three great drives. They would be really disappointed with that second shot.
When he went into the water on the last playoff hole, it was interesting that they kept playing the 18th. I don't know how long that could have gone on.
Well, I mean, the light would have been closing in after too long as well. It's a par 5 and it was actually playing downwind yesterday, so it did feel like either one of the players would have to make an eagle or someone would have to make a mistake. And Lagergren made the mistake. Unfortunately for him, McIlroy was actually in a difficult position there because he was in the rough. Had Lagergren found the green, McIlroy would have been under pressure. But as it turned out, McIlroy took victory. It was fantastic to see him win on home soil in a year that's been so special for him, having won the Masters. And the adulation that the crowd delivered towards him yesterday too really was something to behold for everyone that was there.
And there's no doubt overnight, another great win for Alcaraz in the tennis. I mean, he is assuredly the greatest player at the moment in action.
Yeah, this is developing into a real rivalry between Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner. And Alcaraz got the job done at the US Open last night in 4 sets, 3 sets to win his victory there. Some measure of revenge for his defeat to Sinner in the Wimbledon final earlier on this year. But I think these two players are the two players we're going to have at the top of the game for the next number of years.
I didn't hear what Sinner had to say afterwards. I mean, were there any excuses?
Not really. I think there's a genuine appreciation between the two of them, and Alcaraz had some kind words to say to Jannik Sinner as well. And probably a changing of the guard in some ways with Novak Djokovic this year, contending at the end of Grand Slams, but not quite getting over the line. He's been there for so long, but I think these two guys are the guys to watch out for now in the years ahead.
We had a squeaky draw on Saturday in the Aviva.
It was squeaky, yeah. It didn't start off terribly well, did
it? No,
two down after 15 minutes, and given all the optimism that surrounded Ireland heading into that, that was really disappointing. You have to credit them for coming back and getting a 2-2 draw with Hungary, and it keeps them in the mix in the group, but they do have to win in Armenia now tomorrow to really give them a chance heading into the international window next month. But work to do for Heimir Hallgrímsson. Ireland not terribly good defensively.
I mean, I suppose the rationale is, look, they were psychologically, you know, done for after 15 minutes, but they showed resilience.
They did.
And therefore, they should build on that. The fact that they can get a draw when it looked very unlikely.
Now, Hungary down to 10 men for much of the second half as well, don't forget. Yeah. And Ireland really did lay siege on their goal with all those crosses. I think it was 40 crosses in the second half into the area. And eventually, the header from Adam Eda at the end earning a draw. But that was the minimum that Ireland needed, Pat, from that game. So they need all 3 points tomorrow night.
The women's rugby, they didn't need to win, but they would have wanted a better performance than 40-0.
Yeah, 40-0 was a disappointing outcome for Scott Beaman in Ireland against New Zealand yesterday. And it leaves them with work to do against a tough game against France in the quarterfinals next weekend. As you say, they were already through. I think there were signs, particularly early on, that Ireland could cause New Zealand some trouble, but just didn't take the most of their chances.
The New Zealand defence was rock solid.
Yeah, it was very impressive. And that's probably the difference between the really top teams in the world at the moment and this Ireland team that's still developing. But still some signs. I think they had plenty of possession and opportunities, but they'll have to be more clinical with them next week.
I mean, they laid siege to the New Zealand line for periods, and then inevitably there'd be a knock-on and a scrum.
Yeah, and that's probably the pressure that New Zealand put on you, and also Ireland maybe adjusting to playing one of the top-tier teams in this competition. So they will feel that they have a chance of getting the better of France, who beat Ireland earlier on this year in the Six Nations. by 12 points. Ireland do have a couple of injury concerns as well. Maybe Aoife Wafer might be back next week, which will be a big, big boost, but France will be favourites.
And finally, Verstappen did the business in Monza.
Yes, he did. An overdue win for Max Verstappen there as he won the Italian Grand Prix. Pretty dominant display from him, and a welcome victory for him in that. But Max Verstappen not in contention in terms of the Drivers' Championship standings. Third in the standings, Piastri leads the way, and Lando Norris in second, Verstappen in third place.
Cathal, thank you very much for joining us. Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.